The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Carol Masser along with Jess Mentin live here on Bloomberg Business Week. Well, it's an iconic brand, one of the biggest global tech companies, and now owning a piece of Apple's history, it's possible. Martin Nolan is executive director and chief financial officer of Julian's Auction. He is here to tell us about what they are calling the world's largest collection of Apple computers and devices. Martin joining us on Zoom from Julian's Gallery in Beverly Hills. And for those of you who are watching via YouTube and Zoom, you can see some of the items up for auction. Julian, first of all, welcome back. How are you?
Very good. Good to be back. You know, you've had me on this show quite a few times talking about high-end items like Kurt Cobain's guitar that sold for $6 million, or Marilyn Monroe's dress, $4.8 million, Michael Jackson's jacket, $1.8 million. And now I'm surrounded by all this stuff, this computer stuff. It's fun.
Well, tell us how it came to be. Where did you get all this stuff?
Yeah, so interesting. Last November, we were at the Hard Rock Cafe. We sold a pair of Birkenstock sandals, grungy, beat up, well-worn sandals by Steve Jobs. We sold them for $218,000. Incredible.
Wow.
And that just speaks to how collectible Steve Jobs is. And he's now like considered a rock star because of the world he created for us all, changed how we live and work and play today. And then after that auction, we were contacted by this lady whose husband had been an avid collector of Macintosh, Mac computers since the very beginning, going back to Commodore computers in 1977, right up to today. Sadly, he passed away. She supported his passion of collecting, but she didn't celebrate or enjoy that passion herself. So after he passed, she contacted us and asked us if we would sell the collection, 530 lots, going on the auction block this Thursday at 10 a.m. here on the West Coast, Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills or julianslive.com. So it'll be really interesting to see how this auction goes.
I'm curious, how much demand are you expecting to be there?
Yeah, so this is interesting. You know, we're in the world of collectibles, and we sell rock and roll and Hollywood memorabilia and sports memorabilia, certainly, and also art. In fact, we have a street art auction on Wednesday selling, including an original Banksy. So we decided that we'd pair this auction next day to the street art auction with all this tech stuff, because we feel there's a lot of crossover between the Banksy, the street art buyers, and tech, the technology stuff that we have here. Of course, you look back at sneakers, you know, a few years ago, we thought, wow, why are people buying sneakers? And now suddenly it's a red hot market. It's the same with the luxury brands like handbags and purses, highly sought after. So we think we're sort of getting in on the ground floor here with technology, 530 lots. And most of the items here are priced at $100 to $200. So we're pricing it to sell, and we're going to see what is the interest. And I think people are coming here, they're curious, they're amused, they're entertained because they remember their working career, working and starting off with the Lisa 1, Lisa 2 back in 1984,
Martin,
right up to the iPhone we have today.
Martin, let me jump in, because so let's go through some of the items in terms of what will be actually up for sale. You started to mention the Lisa 2, which it was a computer that Steve Jobs had created, right? Named, it's also the name of his daughter. So there's special significance there. But and again, for those who are watching on YouTube and Zoom can actually see some of the stuff that Martin's going to hold up. But walk us through some of them and what you expect it to go for. And I know there's like the price that you guys put on, but what you realistically think it might go for?
Yeah, well, of course, because there's no real comparables, meaning this a collection like this hasn't come to auction before. So we're just pricing it based on the intrinsic value. The auction will determine what is the true value, what is the collector value, what is the investor value, what is the nostalgia sentiment value. And that'll all be determined at the auction here on Thursday. But like to come into our gallery here in Beverly Hills and walk through the aisles of our gallery and see all the amazing, the evolution of the computers like the Lisa. I mean, again, fantastic. It was a groundbreaking technology at the time. Everyone went out and had to get one. It was on everybody's office desk, if you will. And then we've evolved from there right up to how we work, play, and live today with the iPhone. It's all here on this, all thanks to Steve Jobs. But I'm holding up like what people don't even realize is a disk drive, a floppy disk. You would change the disk, you would put in.
You realize there's a whole generation who's looking at it or like, what is a floppy disk? No, but go ahead.
and here's all the information would go on a disk. You would take that out, you would write on it what was stored in the disk. You would go to that disk, you would use it then for when you went back to that particular project. You put in a new disk, it starts a new project, whatever it was. Photos, your work file, your personal file, your whatever details you would have on it would be on here.
Right.
Now it's all up there in the cloud.
Hey, Martin, who are you specifically expecting to make bids here?
Yeah, so you're going to have a range of people. You're going to have museums that are sort of curious about this and want to preserve and show how we evolved with the technology that we live and work with today. You have the geeks, the techies that have already started collecting some of these items but are missing particular computers, an era of or a generation of computers like the iMac or the Clam, whatever. And so they'll be looking to add to their existing collections.
Right.
And you'll have people who see this as, oh, this might be an up and coming thing like we saw with sneakers, and they'll want to grab items that are going relatively inexpensively. As I said, most of the items are priced $100 to $200. And so if you get into the ground floor and in years to come, they'll continue to appreciate in value. They've been very well
Martin, let me just jump in because we're running out of
original boxes, et cetera.
Martin, we're running out of time. Just 20 seconds left. Has Apple actually reached out to you guys to maybe acquire something? And you got to be quick.
They are certainly on the radar and they certainly know about this auction. So again, we'll be really interested to see if they participate. But again, a collection like this is so unique. Apple is probably the only one that has something similar. So
yeah,
I think the
fair.
Auction is going to be fun.
All right. Well, look forward to hearing about it afterwards. Martin Olin, Executive Director, Chief Financial Officer at Julian's Auctions, joining us via Zoom from Julian's Gallery in Beverly Hills, California. As we said, the Apples, an auction that's coming up later on this week, an opportunity for someone who, geek or otherwise, might want to own a piece of Apple.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.